and your soul is becoming more conscious to your mind now, so that the mind can finally say, yes, yes, I can surrender to my soul. The mind can even say, I've only been a shadow of my soul. I'm going to now relax and let the real thing take over. The thinking mind begins to depart. Doesn't have any more grandiose ideas about what it's going to do in this mortal world. It begins to see the light of the soul, to surrender to the soul, and finally to say to the soul, you are my new master. While the soul is saying to the spirit above, you are my master. And while the spirit is saying to the Christ above, you are my master. The chain of command from the seventh day down to this, the fourth, becomes integrated. And you walk up this ladder. You see why the end of the fourth day must come in consciousness? How else can you walk to the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh? And yet, when you're in the fifth, all that had gone before is included. When you're in the sixth, all that had gone has been included. And when you're in the seventh, all Genesis has been returned to itself, and you are the self. And all of yourself is a simultaneous activity. All of this is true now. We are climbing the ladder of awareness about what already is. If you can accept all that is, you'll get there faster. If you want to prove it like Thomas, it'll take a little while longer. But if you can believe on the Christ of yourself as the ultimate reality of yourself, your own selfhood will lead the way and draw your consciousness higher and higher unto itself, into oneness. Of course, all of this John had been through in order to report what he is here. This is what you and I are moving into every minute that we work on self-identity. He saw the new consciousness, the new city, the new Jerusalem, adorned as a bride for her husband. He is explaining that the soul consciousness is preparing to marry its own spirit. Your soul is the female. Your spirit is the male. I mean, on a spiritual level, the spirit is considered the male and the soul the female, and it is their marriage in the sixth day which leads to your conception as the Christ. When we say he doesn't have enough of the female side or the male side, this is all human talk. What we're talking about truly is there's not enough spiritual awareness, there's not enough soul awareness. Because when they're equalized and mated, there's neither male nor female. There is only one self, finally emerging as the androgynous Christ. Neither male nor female, but pure spirit. These are all terms that we use in the mortal sense. But in spirit, there are no such terms. God is one. God is all. And being Christ, it is the realization of being the one that is all. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. Now that's different than we have been taught by religion. The tabernacle of God is not with men in religion. The tabernacle of God is after you pass through the portals and God waits for you and then says, now what are you, a sheep or a goat? But the tabernacle of God is the identity within you. And in this realization of soul consciousness, you know it. You know that God with you is the secret of your life, Emmanuel. He's taking away the falsity of a hereafter God, a faraway God, an absent God. God dwells with men. But this is the truth now. And so in order to stabilize our awareness that this is the truth now, he gives us his insight. Not that we have to take his word for it and let it pass at that, but to give us the courage by accepting. And the acceptance is what leads us to the discovery of the truth of what we have accepted. I mean, without a theory, how would you go to try to prove the theory? And here you're given the fact, and now you have to go to try to prove it, if the fact registers with you as what you want to know and do. God is with you as yourself. You accept it. God is not separated from yourself. How is the world going to end for God? It never began. The self of you, which is one with God, is not in the world. There is a oneing, what we have recently been calling our fusion with eternity, our fusion with infinity. Until there's no two to be fused, there's only the one that I am. And the importance of this by John and similar inner recordings is to give you the faith that what you're going through is real. That you're not on a treadmill, and that your stumblings within are not in vain. That this is the end of the rainbow. It is there. And it is within you, and that is where there is, within you. So if there's a responsive chord in you that this is what you want, please know from John and the Christ speaking through John that it's there. The fullness of God dwells with man. Not 1%, the fullness. You're reversing all of your mortal sense. And you're finding your immortality now. And they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. As you climb this ladder of self-realization, the God you come face to face with is your being. Now, in order to expedite this inner journey, we want to know the nature of that God which we discover to be our being. Because if it is our being now, then its nature must be our nature now. And therefore, even though we do not have the realization of it within ourselves, the fact of it is there, and we can reject the non-fact that presents itself while we are climbing the inner ladder to the fullness of our realization. We can reject all that is not true if we know what the truth is. And so God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death. But everything he's saying is true now. And he's saying, when you realize it, you will know there is no more death. Well, what's to stop you from knowing it at least now so that you can practice the knowledge of it? There shall be no more tears and there shall be no more death. There can't be any more death because there is no death, is the point. There won't be any more tears because there's nothing to have tears about now. Rejoice. Arise from the dead. Live in the reality now. Life does not have an opposite called death. Joy does not have an opposite called sorrow or tears. We're talking about divine joy and divine life. There are no opposites. And don't you see, if you cannot accept that, you're rejecting your immortal self, which embraces all this. And so it's important for John to add, these are the facts of your immortal self that I am telling you. Your immortal self has no tears, no death. Well, and who's accepting tears and death now? Your mortal self, you're divided. We don't want the division. And so, when I reject the tears, when I reject the death, I am that to that degree rejecting my mortal sense of self. And that is how I attain my conscious awareness of my immortal self. When I reject the world, I attain my conscious awareness of the kingdom. You are going through a real birth. Returning to your identity. And if you are not, then you're not aware of the new city as an existent reality. And so we're told, reject everything that appears to bring tears, and you can multiply this 1,000-fold. Everything that brings fear, everything that brings doubt, everything that brings anything that is imperfect. The rejection of it is a rejection of your own false mortality. No more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. He's getting behind the unrealities for us. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. As you come closer and closer to the realization of I, my immortal self, all things become new. Reality is revealed. Even in failing to reach the total awareness, you have a glorious journey. And to the degree that you make that journey, you will not have to make that part of it ever again. You will always be at the level that you attain and never sink below it. You can never go below your attained consciousness. Only if you turn around and abuse it consciously, volitionally. And he said unto me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end had come together. There was no longer a beginning, no longer an end. All was one. He had discovered the indivisibility of life in its infinite nature. All that exists is realized to be the one invisible infinite life that you are. The Alpha and the Omega. Nothing exists outside, and all that is in between is the one self. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. At this point, you are an instrument for God. Now, this birth of consciousness is something that will appear to take time. But it will be done not in time. It will be done outside of time. And as you dwell there, if John speaks the word of the Father, as we believe he does, this is your inner journey previewed for you so that you know others have walked this glorious path. You can justifiably turn to every form of evil in the world and know that it exists only in non-creation. That it is only placed there by the world sense of another world than the creation of God. And you, in not being separate from God, in accepting oneness as your reality, can learn what few have learned in our present civilization. That everything in time is an illusion. And reality is outside time, here now, awaiting your awareness of your identity. In this way, you honor your so-called creator, who is yourself. Now let us take New Jerusalem into consciousness. Not the old Jerusalem. Not the old you. Not the old city in which you lived. Our old Jerusalem was in a visible world. Our new Jerusalem is outside time, adorned as a bride for her husband. In our new city, we have no evil. We have no material being. We have no floods and no fires, and we have nothing opposite to our new city. We have the spiritual universe. We have divine law. And we have no opposite to divine law. We do not have human law and divine law. We are not in a mythical city of our imagination. We are leaving that one. We are leaving the mythical city of man's imagination called the world. We are in reality, and we are learning to recognize the false city by recognizing the real city, the city of perfection. If you live in that city, all you can experience is what is in that city. And here, because you are a priest of God, because you are seeking only the Father, only the truth, only the Spirit, you are given only the truth. And you learn what no mortal ears can hear, what no mortal eyes can see. You learn the secret of man in the universe. You sit in the inner circle behind the mysteries. You learn that all on earth never die. All that dies on earth is time. And those who are thinking that they are part of time die with time that dies. There is only the death of time on earth, nothing else. And all that it contains seems to die with it. You feel this. You know the secret of eternity, that it never dies, because it is not changing, vanishing, coming and going. You feel that all that is in time dies only because time itself dies. And then you see the illusion of time, the great illusion of the world mind. Somehow when you know that from within, the illusion of the world mind itself loses its impact. Everything it puts out is now unmasked. You can see through the world mind and you see that it is the greatest illusion of all. On that illusion, all subsidiary illusions are founded. There never was a world mind. It was simply the absence of your consciousness of your divine selfhood. And that gap created what is called the world mind. And then the next individual, and the next. And the sum of all these gaps, the sum of all these separations became a seeming living world mind, a living world consciousness, which multiplied error upon error upon error, all in time that wasn't there. All masking life. Masking you from yourself. Masking you from the divine image and likeness of God which you are. Masking the three heavens so that we only saw our concept of heaven in our mind as an abstraction and only saw a physical earth made of little spinning electrons held together by nothing. All of the infinite separations of the atomic world are seen to be the myth of the world mind. There is no separation. There is no empty space. Yourself fills all that is space and time. Your new city is I am that I am. No tears, no death, no sorrows, no unreality. Out of this is born Christ, realized as the Son of God. Your manger is your consciousness where you work until this birth comes. Again, thank you for the consciousness you bring. I'll see you tonight.